We're doing chapter 13, verse 4, and the pasuk says, "Misava ve'ein nafsho otzel v'nefesh charutzim tedushan." If a person desires and it is not fulfilled, he has the soul of a lazy person, but the soul of the diligent will become fat. Okay. The first question is, what is the soul of the lazy or the soul of the diligent? Let it just say a lazy person or a diligent person. Why does it say the soul? What's that soul? And two is, and that's two questions, the one on lazy and the one on diligent, the soul of the lazy and the soul of the diligent. And then he says he'll become fat. What does fat mean? What does it mean? He'll gain weight? I mean, what does it mean, fat? All right, the question is, what is the soul of a lazy person? Now, the soul usually shows an essential part. So it's saying that he is not lazy, but he has an essential quality of the lazy person. Okay? That is what the pasuk is saying. Now, what is the essential thing of the lazy person? Essential thing of the lazy person is he is not practical. There's no practicality. In other words, he can't operate in the physical world. Okay? So we are talking about a person, if the pasuk puts it in the framework of that he has desires and he can't fulfill his desires, you see? Meaning that there is another type of person that has no practicality, okay? He can't satisfy his desires, and yet he is different than the lazy person. He's different than the lazy person, but he has these essential qualities of the lazy person, namely that he is not practical, and the pasuk shows that he's not practical, that he cannot fulfill his desires. He can't have any pleasures in life. He can't satisfy himself. Now the question is, who is this person that would be like that? It would be the ambitious person, that a person is ambitious and the ambition takes over. You see? Then it takes away all practicality. He can only be good only where the ambition is being satisfied. There's a lot of people, like, for instance, they might have started out as a very nice family person, but when they get into business, their ambition takes over, and suddenly their family is forgotten, and they can't deal with their family because all their energy is in their ambition, okay? So the thing is that is the person that we are talking about that he has the soul of a lazy person. It means he doesn't have... He doesn't have practicality, but however, he is successful superficially. People look at him as a successful person or a practical person, but in reality, he is not. A clarification. In other words, the pasuk is saying he's so driven that he cannot get pleasure out of life. He has a moment of satisfaction or pleasure in his success. But then again, he is driven again by the next business deal, or if he's going to school and driven by grades, so then it's the next test or the next grade, or if he's valedictorian, then when he goes to college, he has to start all over. It's not the practicality, it's the being driven that drives him so that he can't enjoy life. He can't get the pleasures of life because he's totally guided by ambition. So the second half of the verse says the soul of the diligent. So that means we're talking about an essential, since it uses the word soul, and soul is usually an essential part of the person, so we're talking about an essential part of the diligent. Now by diligent, we mean in other words, I really should use only the word charutz, not diligent. Because in English, diligent means that a person that's ambitious. He's very diligent. He works hard. But a charutz means that it's a result of wisdom. It's a result of wisdom. Okay? So the charutz is a person. So the soul of a charutz means that he has a certain quality of the charutz that's very essential to being of a charutz. It's essential of a charutz, but it's not a charutz. Question is, what is the essence of the charutz? The essence of the charutz that he approaches his everyday life through chachma, through wisdom, through thought. Okay? And he has to think through everything. Okay? So therefore, it is the charutz that does it on every level. But there is a certain type of person, I would say a beginner, that he cannot do it on his own. Okay? So therefore, he needs a teacher to guide him. And when the teacher guides him, he guides him in the particular case. In other words, he'll show him how to, let's say, for instance, a person is on a diet. So he'll show him how to evaluate the foods. In other words, do I need this? Would this satisfy my hunger? Is this healthy? Is this harmful? Is this too many calories? In other words, every time you sit down to eat, the choices is always made by an evaluation. You see? We'll go into more depth into this this example a little bit later. But the thing is that he works, the soul of the charutz is a person that works on particulars. In other words, in a particular case, the intelligent person, the guy that's a charutz, could educate him and teach him that, and then he could stick in that area. The charutz, on the other hand, knows the underlying causes, and he understands the whole system, so he could maneuver on his own and create on his own all types of strategies to think through. While the soul of the charutz cannot do that, once he sees it, he can operate on the particulars, what the charutz shows him. The question is, what is fat? Fat means that it seems to be a certain satisfaction. Fat means I have, well, I feel good. Like after you have a nice meal, you feel comfortable, you feel good. That is what fat means. It means a certain satisfaction of life. You see? So he has his work, he does his work. He has his pleasures. He could take off time to enjoy life. You understand? He recognizes his personal needs, that he needs to take a break. So the thing is, his fat means that he is content. He's content and satisfied with where he's at. Okay? Not so the lazy person. That's the opposite of the lazy person. Okay? So therefore, that is the... So even though you're a beginner, but if you learn how to evaluate... And we're only talking about the subject of practicality. There's beginners in Gemara and learning how to think. That's a different problem. We're only talking about practicality. So he has to learn how to make evaluations in the particular. And when he makes evaluations in the particular, so then he... he's already developing the mind to start thinking and how to make distinctions in his life to be able to, when to work, when it's practical to work, when it's not practical, and he can enjoy life. That is what it means that he becomes fat. According to this, the question is, what is the subject of the verse, of the pasuk? What's the subject? Okay. The thing is that in the first half of the verse, we're comparing the soul of the lazy person with the lazy person. Okay? So we're saying that sometimes In other words, if you, from the outside world, if you look at a person that's ambitious and a person that's lazy, you'll say they have nothing in common. But beneath the surface, they have everything in common. I mean, they're both not happy. They're both driven. Okay, I mean, one is driven, but I mean, they don't have the what we call fat content. Neither one of them is content. Neither one is satisfied with their life. Okay. The second half, if you compare the guy that's a charutz, I mean, the guy could create and do things in all areas, while this guy works. In other words, he's the student. Like, he seems to be he's just like a follower. He looks like a follower. Like, a lot of people look at students as, he's only following his Rebbe, he just copies his Rebbe. But there is a person that's learning from his Rebbe, that is affecting his soul correctly. They don't see that he can become a charutz, that he's just a beginner. And he can become a charutz if he continues in this fashion. You see? So the thing is, the people that look at it on a superficial level, it looks like they don't have anything in common. But underneath, again, if you look beneath the surface, there is a commonality between the two. And also the difference between the soul of the soul of the lazy and the charutz, okay, seem to be very similar. In other words, they both work very hard, and they won't go into business. And if you look at the Eish HaSchayil, the woman of valor, I mean, she works very hard, you see, but she's a charutz. You understand? But the other person, there's similarity between the two, yet if you go beneath the surface, you see that their lives are totally different. I mean, but if you go beneath the surface, you see there are two different values, two different value system, two different results, two different worlds. We'd like to give two examples of the soul of a charutz, okay? Let's say there's a person that doesn't know Mishlei or Proverbs or these ideas at all. And he goes to his teacher, he goes to his Rebbe, and he says he wants to go on a diet. Could he help him go on a diet? Okay? So he has to, instead of going on a diet, he has to, in other words, the best way of doing this as a thinking person is to evaluate everything that you have. Okay? So you start evaluating. Okay? Now, when you evaluate, especially if you're overweight, so then let's say, for instance, there's a question of getting diabetes, right? So then when you look at a piece of cake, that piece of cake could be a loss of eyes. You look at some ice cream, that could be your toes, you see? And slowly but surely, you start evaluating the consequences versus the immediate pleasure. So you don't know all the theories, but you just start evaluating the benefits and consequences. For instance, there's certain people that need a bloat, okay? Now, the bloat means that they can never they never lose the desire for eating. If that is true, then they reach a point where it's painful. So then they have to evaluate that pain, you see? Then the pain that they can't bend over. There's all little things that happen to an overweight person that is painful. So every time he eats, he has to evaluate the food, evaluate the consequences. Now, what happens if the guy fails? One day he just can't help it, he overeats. So if he gets depressed, that means he's still attached to the ego of the food, of the losing of the weight. What we're trying to do here is to change the direction of his ego. See, his ego is in the particulars at this point. When you start out in life, your ego is attached to the particulars. That's your satisfaction in the particulars. But the soul of the Chavrutz is what he's working on, is to get his soul attached to the Chachma. So when he fails in the particular, he goes back to an evaluation. It's the mind that he has to work on. Not feel bad about the failure, but to go back to the investigation, because he's trying to work that his ego becomes attached to the Chachma, not to the particulars, but to the ideas. And so therefore, he's becoming, that's what we said before, sometimes you see a guy like this, it seems like he's only listening to his Rebbe. He's only listening to his teacher. But the truth is, what he's really doing is he's in the process of changing the direction of his ego. Okay? So therefore, that is an example of going on a diet where he has the soul of the Chavrutz, but he is not a Chavrutz yet. That is the one. I'd just like to say a side point. And that is, we have a further development where you start learning about God and Tillim, or the rest of Torah, Tillim is Psalms, or the rest of Torah, about the God's Hashkacha, God's personal supervision. So what happens is you turn your ego towards God, and then learning is only a means to get to God. So there's three stages. There's one where you're attached to the particular, then you're attached to Chachma, okay? Then after you're attached to Chachma, you use the Chachma to study your wisdom, your ideas, to study about God. Then your ego turns to God, and so then learning becomes a means to your relationship to God.